Casey Ford here with Radio Results Network, talking with Scott Tuma from the Ore to Shore, the director of the Ore to Shore, and he's been with them since day one, one of the founders of Ore to Shore. Scott, got a race that's coming up on August 10th, and this thing has just expanded during your tenure of the Ore to Shore. Take us through the evolution of this thing, because it was kind of just a soft rock and hard rock, and this thing has really blossomed.
It's kind of interesting looking back at where we started. I actually found pictures of the original race and how stark it was and how you end up growing. We had 674 people enter the first year, and we had a 28-mile and a 48-mile race, and then we did do the kids' races those years. And we've added some races, the 10-mile, because there was kind of a need to fill that step up. And the kids' races, we have the 4-mile, 1-mile, and then the 50-yard race. So we get kids that get on those pedal bikes or the with their feet, and then the 1 mile, we kind of graduate to the 1 mile, to the 4 mile, then they'll go to the 10 mile or 28. So it's just one of those things that as you get better at what you do, you become more efficient and you're able to kind of handle more. And the committee has expanded. You know, we had 5 people, now we got 15 people. So everybody's got their jobs. The committee's been together for almost 20 years. Everybody just kind of stays together and we enjoy each other's company. So that's kind of how a key to growing is keeping the same people around, and then also fulfilling the needs of the racers. They have certain things they want, and we respond to those because that's the reason we're there.
How much easier is it to put on a race like that when you guys know what each other's thinking?
It's amazing, the synergy. You know, when you say something, how they react, what they think of what you just said. And everybody knows their job quite well. If they need help, because we know each other so well, they will reach out as opposed to letting themselves get behind. So it's absolutely critical to, as a race grows this size, around 3,000 racers, and we cover that much ground, that it's critical. And we have people, like I said, well, the race chief of registration, Richard Wren, was there since day one.
I've been a part of this. I used to announce the racers as they finished. There's a lot of names I'm sure I have butchered over the time. But did you ever expect, when you started this thing, how many people were coming around from different areas, whether it be Colorado, Indiana? We kind of expect lower Michigan to be here, but the amount of states that come here and participate in this race, did that ever cross your mind? The geography of the Marquette, Michigan, and the amount of people that come here from other areas?
No, not when we started it. Because when we started it, Marquette really hadn't been discovered as far as a resort destination. Now that we are, it's changed. But yeah, back then we were happy to get people from Grand Rapids and Detroit. And then the Wisconsin has a really good rider group down there. But yeah, now I just saw we had somebody from Arizona. We got them from New York, Colorado. They know about the race, and it gets on their list because it's fun to do. It's a good course. There's not many point-to-point races that are 48 miles long. So and then coming to Marquette, Ishpeming, Nagani, the whole area here is fun to be around, so much riding that then they just make it a week. You know, they come and stay for a week.
Race director of the Ore to Shore, Scott Tuma, joins me, Casey Ford, on Radio Results Network, talking about the race that takes place on August 10th. Downtown Nagani is just a spectacular place to be the morning of. What's it like for you when you see all of these racers that are all bundled up in a little group trying to jockey for position? You smell the rubber on the road. I mean, there's no question that there's a race going on. But what's that atmosphere like for you, race day, downtown Nagani?
It's pretty exciting, like really exciting. Because everybody is keyed up. You can feel it in the air. It's not a tension. It's a happy thing. And the people want to be there, and they know they're going to have fun, and they're about to embark on a 48-mile or 28-mile race. It usually takes something out of them. It's a personal challenge. So watching it go out, the whir of the tires, those whirring noises from those knobby tires going down the road, and it lasts for, you know, 5 minutes as all the racers go out. It's there's nothing like it, and people want to be at the start because it's a great place to see everybody leave, and then, you know, they catch them someplace on the course and maybe at the finish, but the start has a big, big energy to it.
Let's talk about the soft rock, the 28 mile. What are some of the challenges that you see in the soft rock? And we'll talk about the hard rock in a minute, but the soft rock, what are some of the challenges that people face?
It's a nice course, rolling course, and there is some good uphills in it that, you know, if you're from around the area, we're riding this terrain, but if you're not, it's kind of a, those hills are more than just a minute long. So they have to learn how to gear it and then keep pedaling and not get off their bike. That's probably one thing. The other is we have a rollout, a 2.5 mile rollout to separate the pack because you have about 1,200 people in that race. And so you try, and then they have to go down to a two track. So that's another thing is to navigate, which is always was the exciting part to me when I was doing a lot of racing is the rollout start. You're navigating, watching where people at and trying to position yourself so you go into the woods on the smaller trail with people of your same caliber, then you can stay up and you can keep moving up. So those are probably some of the challenges. The start is, you don't get that kind of rollout. Most races have really small, or they do them in sections, if you will, waves, smaller waves. So the rollout to me is always the fun part.
Then you have the hard rock. And I understand things happen when you're going through the woods. I've seen a lot of flat tires. I've seen people fall off their bikes. There are injuries that do occur from time to time. Sometimes it's muddy and people come through with a bunch of mud on the back of their jerseys. How mentally strong do you have to be to do that 48 mile hard rock?
You gotta be pretty tough. I mean, first of all, it's 48 miles. That's a long ride. And then the west end of the county here has a lot of hills on it. And a lot of these trails, we are the only ones that go through them. It's private landowners. So we're the ones through it. So it's not this smooth, easy trail. And it is more hilly than the 28. So they have to keep grinding out there. There is water, there is sand, there is exposed rock. There's enough chances to pass, but you got to be able to get out of your saddle and do it. So it's a tough one, especially when you get out to Misery Hill. It's a super hard climb. A lot of the pros just jump off their bike and run it. And that, you know, coming down the back side of that is a really kind of tough exposed rock area. We never put anybody in peril. It's just hard riding. So that takes it out of you. And you have to keep it together, especially in that point. Because once after that, it starts to roll a little better. But the first half is really hard.
25 years of oar to shore. How much does that mean to you to get to this point? And how much does it mean to you that you continue to see riders coming back year after year that have participated in this?
Yeah, we have guys that have ridden every year, all 25 years. Frida Wara has, local person. Paul, from up in Crystal Falls, Paul Delpra, he's 84 years old, and he's ridden it every year, and he'll be back again this year. So it's kind of amazing. I didn't know I was going to go 25 years. We kind of got a tiger by the tail now. It's gotten to the point where we just need to keep doing it because there's so many people coming. These races are hard to put on. If you look around, there's other races that have stopped because it takes so much organization and people age out. You know, after 25 years, people are aging out of some of the hard work. So we replace people. But it is nice to have the growth and see that people are coming and people enjoy it and people bring their kids. And we have about 60% return every year and we have 40% new. And I'm pretty happy with that ratio because that tells me that people like it and they're coming back, but also new riderships are coming in and that keeps the race vibrant.
One of the big things that you guys always rely on, volunteers. Where would volunteers be located and how would one get involved with being a volunteer for this great event?
Yeah, great point. We have about 400 volunteers. at road crossings, at registration, at the finish line, at aid stations. It's amazing the support we get from this community. And we post our volunteer needs through the United Way, Youper Unite, United website, because it's organized that way. You can see how long the volunteer opportunity is. We usually try and break them down into 2-hour sections. There's some are a little longer, but that way you know, okay, and Saturday I'll be needed from 10 to 12. And people are very willing in this area to help. Yeah, without the volunteers, it's a no-go.
I moved up here 17 years ago, and they were giving me the lay of the land. And the very first thing I saw was the Ore to Shore bike race on County Road back in Negaunee. And the amount of traffic that was backed up because of the bicyclists that were coming through, I'm just like, what is going on here? But I've been a part of it for 17 years. You guys have been in existence for 25 years. I wish you continued success. It is August 10th here in, starts in Negaunee on that Saturday morning. But Scott, I appreciate you taking time and joining us on Radio Results Network. Good luck to you and the Ore to Shore this year.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We appreciate the support of the community.
Scott Tuma, Ore to Shore, joins me, Casey Ford, right here on Radio Results Network.